We're going to take a look in Hilchos Tzitzis in our Chaim Simon Yud, Dinei Kanfos HaTalis. And the Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph, Talis She'en Lo Arba Knofos Ptura, a talis that doesn't have four knofos is not chayiv, because the Torah says Al Arba Kanfos Ksuscha. And the question is, does this exclude only a talis that has three corners? What about a talis that has five corners? And the Mechaber writes, Yeshla Yoser Mi Arba Chayevis, that when the Torah says Al Arba Kanfos, it's coming to exclude Shalosh Kanfos. But if it has more than four, then it has four plus, that doesn't exclude it from the mitzvah of tzitzis. So if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, we have here Aleph and Beis. In the Mishnah Berurah Aleph, he points out that Bein b'tchilas asiyos v'bein shechot acharkach konav echad v'aso agol, even if the talis originally had four knofos, and at that point it was chayiv in tzitzis, that's called tchilas asiyos, but later on he cuts off one of the corners, or he rounds it off, it doesn't have four corners anymore, it's Ptura. Now we look at Mishnah Berurah number Beis, and he quotes the Pasuk Al Arba Kanfos, and then he quotes the Sifri Arba Velo Sholosh, but V'yoser Mi Arba Marbinon Mi Asher Techasa. There's a ribui in the Pasuk Asher Techasa. V'ibcha Lo Nucha Lomar, you can't turn around the other way, Shebechal Chamesh Asara, because the logic is that the Torah could be Marbe if you have five Knofos, because there are four included. But if it has only Sholosh, then it's not considered, no way you can consider Al Arba Kanfos Ksuscha. The Mishnah Berurah adds a comment, he says, V'lav Dafka Balas Chamesh, Hu Adin Balas Sheish V'Sheva. There's no reason to distinguish between four plus, meaning four plus one, or four plus two, four plus three. In all cases, he's Chayev in Tzitzis. Now, is there another opinion? Take a look in the Mishnah Berurah number Gimel, and he says, Yesh Potrim. There are those who do not accept this ribui of Asher Techasa to include five knofos. It's got to be four, and exactly four, not less and not more. And therefore, he says, L'cheinein lasos bo chamesh l'chatchila. We should try to avoid entering into this minefield, this machlokes, by having a beged of five knofos. Kosava prima godim, teledas hapotrim, osan talisos ktanim, shalonu, sheyesh beis hatzavor. You might ask, well, a talis katan that we put over our head has an opening, and therefore you have to add another couple of knofos. Would this be a problem for those who say that five is patur? Mikomakom rov sasur. We don't consider that the area around the opening of the head sets up new knofos, because most of that area on the top is closed. Umiu, however, im era sherov pasuach, sometimes your beged on top rips open a little bit, is then we have a problem, because then it could be that it adds other knuffles and you go beyond the number four. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, Yase bakelner. Now if you take a look at the targum on the bottom, pakelner is some sort of tzavaron, some sort of a neck addition, a piece of cloth around the neck, she'osim achayotim k'tzas agol, and therefore that would remove any problem, undermine any problem that you might have about adding knofos. So you add that piece as a collar, so to speak, around your neck. Let's go back to the Mechaber on the top line here, we're on page 34, and the Mechaber writes, v'osa lo arba tzitzios ba'arba knofeho, Hamruchakos zo mizo yoser, which means the following, that he should set up four tzitzios on his four knofos, no more than four. We'll see where these four are situated, but the maximum number of tzitzios he should put on his knafos is four, not beyond four. And the Mishnah Berurah adds baltosif. If he adds more than four, he's got a violation of baltosif. But if he imchatach achas mem kshera, if he had more than four and he cuts off one, he's fine. Now he has only four. Achshi sharu arba knafos meruchakos b'tzitzis kilakameh. They should be far away from each other, as we're going to see right now at the end of the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, which is the first of the wide lines in the Mishnah Berurah Os Hey. Meruchakos Zumi zu yose. The mistavish yesh lasos be osam she nikor be osam min ashar. He should place the tzitzios on those knuffos that are obvious. They're obvious that they're corners. So when they're further away from each other, they're obviously corners. If you put the tzitzios somewhere in the middle between the two extreme corners, it doesn't look, it's not obvious that they're on the corners. The yesh omrim, and there are those who say, and this is a sheet of the Taz, possibly Kesef Mishnah Levush, that this requirement is Doraisa, which means that we have to put the tzitzios on the meruchakos biyoser. That's a Doraisa requirement. The Yesh Lachmer, we certainly have to be Machmer to consider this major group of Achronim who require meruchakos, and we see it codified here in the Shulchan Aruch. Aval im kvar nase bakonof hakoro v'efshal esakein. If, let's say, at this moment he's in a dire situation, he doesn't have the opportunity now to move the tzitzis from one konof to another. So right now it's in a konof hakoro. It's not the konof hamaruchak. Kiyon shegiut zman tefil. It's already time for tefil. He doesn't have time now to waste a moment. Is yachal lismoch al makilim ulavarech? Quoting some of the poskim, the Atzachayim, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that he can be somech on the das hamakilim, and he can make a bracha. Now, let's take a look at the Mechaber and Sif Beis for a moment. Yesh lo arba v'chotach echad balakson vaso shnayim hare naseis balas chamesh v'chayeves. After all, the Mechaber excludes less than four, but not more than four. So if he cuts on a diagonal one of the corners, and now he cuts it in a way that it has two corners to it, it means that the talus now has five corners. And that, according to the Mechaber, is okay. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah number Vav. Echad ba'alakson, hu adin im chotach shtei knofos ba'alakson, nasa ba'alas sheish. Again, the Mechaber is giving one example, but it might be, you know, it might be more, shall I say, common if he uniformly cuts at least two, you know, the front two or the back two of his knuffos, balakson, and you end up with six knuffos, which again, as we said earlier, asher techase comes to be marbe more than four, and it doesn't matter whether it's 4 plus 1 or 4 plus 2. The Mishnah Berurah continues in number Zion, and he says, v'chein im hoya tchila sholosh v'chata konof achas l'shtayim. Since by cutting one of the knafayim, he makes it into a double kanaf, adding another kanaf. So if he started with three and he cuts one, he ends up with four. Nasas palas arba chayeves betzitzis. So that's okay. So the knafos now were upgraded from three to four. V'tzarech shetehe achaticha gedola Vinny Keres. When he cuts one of the corners to add an extra kanaf from three to four, he's got to make sure that he cuts in a way that's obvious. It's a very serious kind of a cut, so that anyone can see that he has now an extra kanaf. The ayin b'prima gadim shekasav didafka im chotach miktsas me'abeged. He has to cut off part of the beged. Ad sha'al yidei zeh nira osa makam kishnei karnayim. Only if you have a 90 degree angle on one of the knuffos and you want to cut it, so in order to make sure that it looks like another knuff, and it's really shnei karnayim, what you need is to cut off part of the beged. Avalim lo chataf klum, if he hasn't cut out part of the beged, rak pegima besakin, if he just slices it with a knife, kara ba'keren, ad shenechak osa vakum v'shnayim, he cuts it through and through, so now it becomes too low. Nasis al yidei bas arba, ad she rov pasuach. So in this case where he doesn't remove any part of the beged, he leaves the beged intact, just that he slices it through, then he's going to need what we call rov pasuach in order to establish another kanaf. So now we could go on to the Mechaber and Sif Gimel. Kafal karnos taliso ksharam otfaram. There's another way of getting rid of one of the knuffos, and that is by folding over a knuff and then sewing it up in that folded way. Doma ki'ilu kits on the ainla knuffos. It's as if there's no knuff over there. Afal pichein lo niftara. And yet the Mechaber paradoxically says that he's not potter, even though again he just finished saying ein lo knuffos. So what does this mean? We'll take a look in the Mishnah Berurah number Ches, and he says the following: lo niftara de'i lo mi boile haknafayim. If he really doesn't need the knuff, lifsok velishte, he should have cut it out and thrown it out. Elavadai. From the fact that he only folded it over, he didn't cut out a piece of cloth in the corner. Sofo, he indicates that ultimately, lahatir satfira, he's only making this change by folding in the kanuf and sewing it on a temporary basis. He's going to loosen the tfiros and replace the situation of the kanuf as it was from the get-go. So what's the status of the talis now that on a temporary basis it doesn't have that kanuf? He rolled it over and he sewed it. Nechshav ki'ilu kvar hiter atfiros. It's considered as if he had already removed these tfiros. V'chayeves b'tzitzis. And this is a reflection of a universal halachic principle called omed. That if something is omed for something, you already see it as if it was done. Umitam zed, therefore, yuchal lahatil ata hatzitzis b'kefel. He can already put the tzitzis on this rolled part, the part that he folded over. Afla mata mikesher agudol. Im kishis pashe yilamala mikesher agudol. So in other words, we have to look at the tzitzis as they are in the future, as they will be when he loosens the tfiros. And that's enough to be machshe the beged in such a way that he's chayef. So the kefal beged, it would all depend upon what's going to be after he takes out the tfiros. So it means that when he takes out the tfiros, the tzitzios would be lamala mikesher agudol, then it's kosher. However, not everybody agrees with this, and b'li neder, if we get a chance, we'll go through the various shitos, which he sort of indicates later on in Sifches. But for the time being now, let's take a look at the Mechaber and Sif Dalid. Talis shel beged uknafer shel or. When we entitled this siman as Dine Knafos HaTalis, we weren't indicating that we're limited to how many knafos he has, just the number four, etc. But we're also talking about the material. And the scenario that's being addressed here in Sif Dalid is where the material of the beged is made of cloth. However, the corners are made of skin, meaning hides of the animal. That's called or. Now, the reason for this is apparently because the beged itself is made of a beged. And even though the knofos are, that's not a psul. So the Mechaber says chayeves. But in the Sefer, the Mechaber says he shall are, if the beged itself is made of hides, of skins, uknafer shall beged, but there are four corners that are made of cloth, ptura. Because presumably the ikar beged here is made of ar, and a beged has to be made of a beged in order to be a beged, meaning it has to be made of cloth. We'll look now at the Mishnah Bura Novates. Shall beged, right? The language here of the Mechaber, let's go over it one more time. Talis shall beged, knofer shall ar, deksiv asher techasev bo. Einon miskasel beikar beged. So we're defining the ikar beged in light of the pasuk asher techasev bo. What covers your body? Whatever covers your body and protects your body, you're wearing it, that's considered ikar beged. And that's called derech malbush. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out the following. Hilkach azlinan basrei. The ikar here is going to define the beged, and the ikar means the part that you use to cover your body. V'afilu im makom ha-beged kulo agol v'ein sham kanof. Even though the part of the garment that's made of cloth is lacking in kanof, it doesn't have these square corners, he attaches to the beged, which is in itself round, knuffos, corners that are made of or. He's chayv. Why the basar ikra beged azlinon? In other words, the beged has knuffos, and that's because of the or. But the ikra beged that's machayev in tzitzis is made of cloth, of beged. And that's the part that's asher techasim, he's going to wear, he's going to cover his body with them. So then he's chayav in tzitzis. However, in the reverse situation, where he shall ar, that's going to be a problem, because there the ikra beged is made of ar, and the Torah says asher techasava, and the asher techasava has to be beged. Now, let's say the case was the following. Rov hatalis was beged, and part of the talus itself was R. So the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sif Katan Yud, if you take a look at the Shaar Tzion, quoting the Ramban, Darchei Moshe says you're chayv in such a case, because again, everything depends upon the beged in the ikar beged, which means the asher techasavo. He has rov habeged, rov hatalus beged. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Aleph addresses the following case. Let's say that rov of the talus itself is made of or, and miut of the talus is made of beged. And let's say that the miut part, which has less than the skin, surface level of the R, but nevertheless it's a shear of talus. If you were to isolate the beged element in this equation, it would be enough to cover his body. Nevertheless, potter mitzitzis. Why? Because the ikar malbush is not beged, and that's not considered al kanfei bigdechem. Bigdechem means a beged that's made of cloth, not a beged that's made of hides. And here the Mishnah Berurah takes a really far step, and he says, "Potra afilu mirabbanan." If something is not considered a beged, then even the rabbanan are not going to be mechayev you. So you have this case where the ikar a beged, most of the beged that covers his body is made of or, the miut of the beged is made of cloth. It has a shear of talus in the beged part, but nevertheless he's potra, and not only midraisa, but even mirabbanan. The chen adin betalis shetachtov tofur bi'or. You have a talis that's made of beged, but on the bottom he sews in or to attach it. Chayevus, but v'im elyon shall or ptura. So everything depends upon that part of the beged that's going to cover his body, not the corners per se. That's something else, but the part of the beggar that covers his body. Now, let's take a look at the Mechaber in Se'if Hey. Hayu la shalosh knafos. So if he adds a fourth kanaf to three, then for sure he's chai. But what did he do in this particular case? The Mechaber says, Asa bahem shalosh tzitzis. He already put on three tzitzis on the three corners of his beged. Vishuv asa lo kanaf revi. Now he adds a fourth kanaf. And then he adds tzitzis to the fourth kanaf. Psula mishum tase v'lo menasui. So it's one thing when you start with a beged of three knuffles and then you add a fourth knuffle and then you put on the tzitzis. That is an asiyas tzitzis, but in a case where you already put the tzitzis on three knuffles, because that's the maximum number of knuffles the beged has, now if you add a fourth knuffle and you want to put tzitzis on the fourth knuffle, that would be a violation of the principle of tasa velominos. So you would have to take off all the tzitzis that he already attached and start from scratch. Now, the Mishnah Brura adds a few things about Tasa Velomina Asu. Let's take a look for a moment in Ksivkat Yudal. Ratzaloma de Ksiv Gedilim Tasa L'cho. The Torah says that you have to put the tzitzis al arba knofos on the four corners of your beged. Mashashashia knofos asuyos arba kodim shenasu at tzitzis. You need four corners and then you put on the tzitzis. But not a case where the tzitzis were put on before you had four knuffos. Hare, havile, in such a case, would be tasav alomino, so it would be possible. Because you put on the tzitzis before you had four knuffos. Okay, tzarech latira melachsa lekoshav, you're going to have to take apart the tzitzis. And now that you have four knuffos, you're going to have to put on the tzitzis again. Dafka ha-sholosh tzitzis rishonos, in other words, he already had the fourth kanaf when he put on the tzitzis on the fourth kanaf. That's obvious. So the asiyah on the fourth kanaf of putting the tzitzis to the attaching the tzitzis to that kanaf of the beged, that was done by hechsher. So he only has to remove the first three, because at the time that he put on, he attached those tzitzis to three corners. He only had a three-cornered beged. So that asiyah is not considered a valid asiyah. So once again, let's just review. Those tzitzios that he put on at the moment that his beged only had three knuffos have to be removed. That tzitz, which was put on the fourth knuff after he already expanded the status of the beged from three knuffos to four, that he doesn't have to remove. That was an asiyah behechsher. So each one of the four tzitzis is considered a separate entity. We don't see it as a package, all or nothing. Let's rewind to the Mishnah Brura number Yud Beis. Sholosh knafos. Afilu mitchilo hayolo arba knafos imat tzitzis. Baviyakach nechtav konav echav nasa gol. Let's say he had four corners originally. He had four tzitzis on his four corners. He placed them properly. But now, he cuts off one of the knuffs. At this moment, he's got a beged of three knuffos. So that even though he adds a fourth knuff after cutting off the fourth knuff, nevertheless, these three tzitzios that are on the beged only memela become part of the beged. And that's not called asiya. The asiya has to be where you put it on behechsher. Now again, originally he did put it on behechsher, but now he cuts off the kanaf, and now he reduces his beged to a beged of three knafos. At that particular moment, when he has three knafos, the asiya of three tzitzios for the other three knafos that are still well and intact is completely undermined. It's no longer an asiya, because now he has tzitzis on a beged of three knafos. So he's going to have to take off the tzitzis and put them on again after he's metaking the beged, fixing it up, as it were, by adding a fourth kanaf. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Brura number Yud Gimel. Sholosh tzitzios. Lav dafka shasa gimel tzitzios.
Shenasa or Rov Bipsul. You might get a misimpression that the number three was chosen deliberately because it's Rov of four. Da'ainu kodim Shenaseis Bas Arba. Elafilo Koshar, Ela Kesher Echod Im Chulyoso, Yakach Hishlim Ha Arba Knofos, Nami Posul Vyoso Kesher. Mitzorch Latiro, Velaxor Ula Koshro. Even if he had only tied one of the four, and then he's mashlim the Arba Knofos, that one that he was kosher is Posul. Because at the time it was attached, it was not a kosher bag. Now, at this point, the Mechaber is going to address more complicated issues in the beged and the knofos that a Mechayev tzitzis. For example, in Vav, he has Ein Koflin es Atalis u'matil en tzitzis al knofel k'mo shehik fula. So you have to have a konof that has a 90 degree angle. It's not a round konof. And then he goes on to a case of hitil tzitzis al tzitzis. So he adds two tzitzis in a konof. And that's going to depend upon whether one of the tzitzis that he added to that particular konof is mevatel, the first konof, which means that in such a case, The second set of tzitzis, or when I say set, I mean in that particular konof, that set, is going to replace the first one. So just get rid of the first one, and the beged is kosher for tzitzis. But if he wanted to add a second tzitzis, not to replace the first tzitzis, then he's got a problem of baltosif, and then both tzitzis also posel, and it's not enough to cut out one of them and leave the other one. He's got to cut out both of them and start from scratch. The Ramah is going to disagree. Then we're going to have cases in Sif Dalet where the Mechaber addresses cases of Malbushim Shem Psuchim Min Atzdadim that are very, very much open. At what point do you say it's no longer a kanaf? You know, let's say he takes a long piece of cloth and he puts it over his head. Does that make it four knuffos when really he's taking just one long piece of cloth and he's sticking his head in the middle of the cloth, but it's open on all sides? So you'll take a look, for example, in the Lashon HaMechaber in Zion, he says Malbushim Shem Psuchim Min Atzdadim Lamata V'yesh lehem arba knofos litzad mata ulamaleim stumim. So let's say you sew up part of the side of the beged, so you have only a little bit of beged on the bottom that's open. Would that be enough to be mechayev in tzitzis? That's going to be the subject of the Mechaber in Sif Zion. Now, again, we mentioned that you need four knuffles. The knuffles have to be square, they can't be round. We mentioned that it's a beged that shashat techasaba covers his body, to the exclusion of, for example, a mitznefes, which is something that he wears over his head. Even if it would have dalid knuffles, it would nevertheless not be mechayev, because that's not something called a malbush. And we're going to now take a look for a moment at Simon Yud Aleph, called Dinei Chutei Atzitzis. Hachutim tzorach sheyiyu tvuyim lishman. We need tvuyim lishman for the sake of tzitzis when we're spinning these strings that are you going to use for tzitzis. The strings of tzitzis are only considered al pidin chutei tzitzis if there was a tvio lishma. Sheyomar b'tchila, he has to declare, and it sounds like it has to be a verbal declaration, hativui shu osa kein l'shem tzitzis, that this weaving together of the strands to make one string, that's being done for the purpose of creating tzitzis. And the impression you get is that in order to create lishma,
this declaration has to be pronounced verbally and before he goes ahead and does the tviya. O sheyomar leisha tvili tzitzis letalis, or he instructs a woman to do the weaving. That's also okay, because by instructing, he is creating a lishma at the beginning of the tviya. Now, what happens if she herself says that I'm doing the tefillah l'shem tzitzis? L'chora, that would be sufficient as well. Whether she has nemanus, that's something I have to check in the Mishnah Berurah. Then the Mechaber says the following: V'im lo hayu tefuyin l'shma psulin. Don't think that this requirement of tefillah l'shma is only a l'chatchila. It is absolutely critical, and it is indispensable. We must have tefillah l'shma. Now, what if a guy would prepare tzitzis for me? There's clearly no din of, there's no achievement of l'shma. So that's going to be the subject of the mechaber here in Siv Beis, Tfar Nachri. Is there such a thing as Yisrael Omed Al Gabov, which is a concept that we find with regard to shechita? If a guy shech something, Yisrael is Omen al Gabov. Again, under certain strict conditions, it's kosher. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah here at the beginning of Siman Yud Aleph, as he quotes the Lashon HaRama, Motzei Chutei Tzitzis Bashuk Afilu Psukim Ushizurim Psulim. So when you buy in the shuk, which was not created specifically, manufactured for the purpose of chutei tzitzis, it's lacking the shema, these are psulim. Ditarach inish lasos chutin ke'ein tzitzis. That in some cases a person will implement all this effort, expend all this energy to create shizurim for the purpose of chutim. And even though these chutim are not specifically earmarked for tzitzis, we imitate tzitzis and we want to create something similar to tzitzis as a matter of let's say beauty or whatever function he needs with these chutei tzitzis. And therefore, whenever he purchases chutim which look like chutei tzitzis, they have all the simanim, he still doesn't know for sure, says the Rambam, that it was manufactured lishma for the sake of tzitzis. But the Magid Mishnah disagrees, and the Kesef Mishnah claims that the Rambam himself changed his mind later when he wrote a tshuva about lishma and tzitzis. Now, the Gaon, quoted here in the Mishnah Berurah number Aleph, writes that we pass like the Rambam, as the Rambam thought originally. We don't assume that just because we found in the Shuk something that is almost identical with tzitzis, that it was definitely done, it was manufactured lishma. We don't have the right to lay down that premise. Tvuyin lishman, in the Mishnah Berurah number Beis, V'hu dvar Torah. Don't think that this requirement of lishma is a rabbinic enterprise. It's doraisa, the ksiv gedilim tasa lecha. Make the gedilim the tzitzis. Lecha means l'shem chova, for your responsibility. And we need lishma as a doraisa requirement. Gedilim tasa lecha. Okay, fine. Are there situations in which we can be mekil? Here's where the Ramah comes up with his comment, and he writes, "Yesh b'chmirim afilu lenaptzon lishman v'aminig lahakel b'niputz." What requires lishma? Is it only the tviya, or is it also the niputz? The Torah says, "Tasa loch." What is tasa loch? Is that only mitviya v'yela from the moment of tviya? That's the ikar of asiyas gedilim for the mitzvah of gedilim tasalcha. Do we need lishma even from an earlier period of time, even prior to tviya, even before the actual weaving together of the strands, when the manufacturing of the strands begins with niputz?
Let's say you take, you know, you take a large piece of wool, you know, a ball of wool, and you have to be menapetzit and convert it into something that could be used as chutei tzitzis. That also requires lishma. And the Maharal Miprag says that l'chatchila there should be niputz lishma, and that's a requirement. It reminds us of shmira in matzahs mitzah. You know, mishas ktsira, even as early as ktsira. And here, even as early as niputz, we need niputz lishma. And we should be machmir for this, according to the Maharal Miprag. Now, what constitutes lishma? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shiyomar beferish, lo b'machshava b'alma. He has to make a verbal declaration, proclamation. It's not enough that he thinks it. We're not mind readers. V'afilu b'di'evit tzarech iyun imahani machshava. What would be b'di'evit if he was toveh, he had the tefillah lishma in his machshava, but not in his dibur? So we're not sure about this halacha, the ruling in this scenario. The Mishnah Berurah leaves it open and tzarech iyun. And again, one would suggest that in lishma machshav is the ikar, unless we say that since the tviya is a maisa tviya, then machshava, which is not objective, it cannot be seen by the naked eye, that doesn't kick in, it's not relevant. But we're going to be machmir and we're going to require dibur. It's not enough machshava. What would be b'dievet if he had a machshava slishma without a dibur? That's not clear. Tzorech iyuni mahavi machshava, at least for the b'dievet, when he did the tefillah. Fine. Let's go on a little bit. B'tchila v'daiva ze'afilu liyoma achara. So let's say he starts the process of tefillah today, and he finishes tomorrow. He had lishma today, but not tomorrow. So here we apply the principle of stama lishma. Since he started the asiyah lishma, and that was his dalta rishona, we assume, until we know to the contrary, that he is doing all his asiyah based on that original intention and statement of lishma. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Here we have to turn to page 38. And he says the following: V'lo imlo sheyomar kishaomar achakach beferishu osa shalo lishma. Although there is halacha mistama lishma, he started with lishma, and we assume that he's going to continue. That's only if he didn't explicitly make a statement that I'm not interested in lishma. I need these chutim for my own personal uses, purposes. That would certainly undermine the original stama lishma. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah number vav, and he writes, if he started the tefillah and then he made his declaration lishma, it's not going to be effective retroactively. Because the Gemara leaves it as an open-ended question whether what you do at the end proves and impacts on what you started the ma'aseh. Shalo Omar Beferish Nira Li Diyesh Litzadi Lahakal Bazed Desfek Sveikahu. He started his tefillah with a machshava that it wouldn't be lishma, and we're not sure if that's a psul or not, because he didn't have a negative kavana. And even if we assume it's like a negative kavana,
But now, early in the stage of Tviya, he picks up his mistake and he gets on the right track and he has a machshava lishma, and he declares his machshava lishma. So there is a tzad to say ochiach sofo al tchiloso. And we have two sfeikas here. It could be that his machshava originally at the beginning of the tefillah doesn't register the Richter scale. It's only a machshava. And even if it does, we might be able to apply the principle of ochiach sofo al tchiloso. So he says the following: tchila choshev shiyeh lishma ach lo amar b'feirush. What happens if he starts the tefillah with a machshava that of lishma? He didn't say it out loud. Then he picks it up, catches his mistake, makes a declaration of lishma, and the rest of the balance of the tefillah does lishma. We again have a sfek sfek. We're not sure, number one, whether or not his machshava would be meaningful, and second of all, even in the worst case scenario, if it's meaningless, we can apply the principle of hochiach sofo al tchiloso. So in these cases, he has a sfek sfeka, and we're able to be machshir the tefillah. Now, what about telling an Isha? So now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah number Zion. And he writes, Sheyomar le'isha ratzalom v'tchilas ha'tviyah. Before he starts the tviyah, he already tells her to do the tviyah lishma. For hu adinima isha atzma omeres she'itove l'shem tzitzis mahani. V'gam ne'menes al kach. So she can start the tviyah process lishma, and she's believed to say that she did it lishma. In the next Sif, which is Sif Beis, we're going to see in contrast that in the case of an Oved Glilim, or in the cases of Cheresh Shotav Katan, these are categories of individuals who are Mufka, they're excluded from their manus. And a Mumra L'Teyamon, he's not going to bother to make tzitzis on his Beged. She'ein Matriach Lasos tzitzis be'beged. Muta Litvos, but he's okay about weaving the chutim, umehemon, and he's even believed kishoma shetovel lishma. That's because he has a status of a Yisrael. He's not a guy. So again, even though he's a mumar, nevertheless he's believed. And this touches on a universal fundamental issue about what's the status of a mumar. Is he like a guy? Is he not like a guy? Here you see he's not like a guy. And we're going to allow him to do the tefillah lishma. He's even believed to say tefillah lishma. He says, "V'kolshkenim who over rak al shara veils l'teyavon." So he says, "What kind of mumar are we talking about? A mumar l'teyavon? You know, he eats the meat because the non-kosher meat because it's much cheaper than buying kosher meat. I'm a mumar l'haches if he has two choices and they're both at the same price, but he wants to buy and eat the non-kosher meat." He's a mumar lahachas. He's rebellious. V'apikorisu, and then he has the status of an apikoris l'chol haTorah kula. He's a mumar ochel nevelos lahachis. Ubevade adaiti d'nafshe avad l'kuli alma. Now we're going to say, according to all the shittas, that he's not doing the tefillah lishma. He's doing it for his own purposes, his own machshavos, and that's not considered lishma. What about a Cheresh Shotav Katan? The Mishnah Berurah addresses this in Sif Katan Ches, and he writes, "Would Gadol Omid Al Gaba be meaningful?" He says that for that we have to look elsewhere in the Shulchan Aruch and come to some conclusion. As far as a guy is concerned, the Yisrael Omid Al Gabov, and the Yisrael is instructing the guy to do it lishma. Here we have a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh, which is mentioned here, documented by the Mechaber here in Sif Beis. And he says, L'Rambam Posel U'L'Rosh Kosher. The Rambam is not going to accept Gadol Omid Al Gabov in Lishma, as far as Tzitzis is concerned, and the Rosh accepts Gomid Al Gabov. So we're talking about a Nachri who does the Tviyah, the Yisrael Omid Al Gabov. And that's a situation in which the Gadol Omid Al Gabov, and here's where the Rosh says it's operative, it's valid, is he's there from the beginning of the Tviyah till the end. That's only Dafka Matviyah Ninim Sheches Kolkach. It's not a Geshlepta Maisav, only Matviyah Ninim Sheches Van Harbei, Uz Niradafil La Rosh, Lomahani Bamesha Limeid Li Oved Kochavim, Bitchila Satviyah Shiasa Lishma. If you have a long process, even though the Yisrael Omer Agaba was there instructing the guy to begin the tefillah with Lishma, but what about the end of the tefillah, the balance of the tefillah? It's Kishlev. It's a long process. Then even the Rush would agree that these tzitzis are psulim, the kolshkeidim hifsik by tefillah, and how much more so if the tefillah was done in two different stages, two different sittings, and the Yisrael Omer Agaba was only there for one sitting, for one segment. Yakach l'zman acher hiskil lasos latsav litvos. He started the second stage of the tefillah after a certain period of time. Is bevadi l'kuli alma. Even the Rush would agree. The adaitin denafshe ovid upasul, and that's the shita of the Rush. Now the Rambam says that even if the Yisrael was there from the beginning of the process of Tviyah till the end, it's possible. There's no Yisrael din of Yisrael opening up to salvage. Svirale says the Mishnah Berurah number Yud, the Oved Kochom Adaiti the Nafshe Oved period. He's Mufka from Lishma and he cannot create a Lishma. So the fact that we are instructing him to have Lishma, no. He does it the way he wants to do it. And he doesn't have a Shaychus to Lishma. That's according to the Rambam. Shitla Rosh Kosher says the Mishnah Berurah. V'shasat chak she'ein lo Yisrael. There's no Jew available. She'yitaveu lishma, that it will do the tefillah lishma. Yesh lismach al zeh, will rely on the Rosh. Al belav hachi. But if not, for this very extreme fall, pressing situation, lo, we will not rely on the Rambam. I'm sorry, we will not rely on the Rosh, but rather will be machmir for the shitas Rambam. Ki bebir hagra kosav shedas atosu amardachai gamkin karamba. That the sheet of the Rambam against the Rosh is not a das yachid, but many of the gedolei rishonim, including the Bali Atosus, agree with the Rambam that in the case of a guy full of shmuff, it's adaite denafshe ka'ovid. He's not interested in your instructions, and the tzitzis are possible. When would we rely on the sheet of the Rosh? That's only in a shasad chak. He has no one else to do the tefillah. He's going to rely on the tefillah that was done by the guy with Yisrael Omen El Gavan. Yisrael is instructing the guy to the tefillah lishma, and that generates the lishma. The Ramah adds, "V'nogim sheyisayeh Yisrael ma'at." That somehow the Yisrael should get involved in the actual physical process of Tviya, and that would generate a Lishma in the Tviya, and we're not going to rely on the Rush if we can avoid it, even though the Rush would say that for sure this is okay, but we're going to be Machmir for the Rambam Shita. So therefore, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Ramah's Eitzah is not even valid according to the Rambam. We will not salvage the Tefillah Lishma, even though there was a siyua on the part of the Yisrael. However, the Mishnah Berurah here in number Yud Gimel in the Shaar Tzion, number Yud Gimel in Mishnah Berurah number Yud Beis quotes the Achronim the Maski the Minik Zeu Al Tzara Yosef Tov Al Bievi Kosha Fil Below Siu Klal Garot. So again, if you're in the Shasat Chak situation, you rely on the Rosh Lahashir, even if the Israel was not there, was not actively an active participant in creating the Tvia, because he's Omen Al Gabov and he's gonna so to speak teach the guy to have Lishma. If the Yisrael is not Omid Al Gabal Litzavoso, then even Siyua itself, a partial Siyua, would not be sufficient. Even the Rosh would agree that's not Lishma. Now, the Mechaber continues here on Daf Chof, but I see we ran out of time, so let's hope we'll get back to this later on, and we are up to the equivalent of page 39.